Welcome to Soundscape. I'm your host, Eve Elliott. On this podcast, I will be creating a sort of sound atmosphere out of sounds that I record outside of the studio. I want to see if I can layer some basic sounds together to create an ambiguous ambiance. That is, I want people listening to the sounds to feel like they are transported to another place, but I want that place to feel different for everyone. After I assemble the sound atmosphere, I'm going to play the final recording for a few people and then have them describe to me how it makes them feel or explain any mental images that come to mind when they hear it. For this episode, I'm going to focus on nature sounds. All of these sounds were recorded from my backyard. I'll play a little bit of each sound for you and tell you exactly what it is. First, I'm going to start with some background noises that I recorded. Then I recorded the sound of some leaves rustling. I recorded the sound of leaves crunching and then added an effect to make it sound more distorted and less recognizable. I also added the sound of a wind chime hanging in my backyard, and I shifted the pitch of some of the chimes. Next, I added the sound of a stick being hit against a tree. These are the majority of the elements used in the recording, along with a couple of other sounds of twigs breaking and the hum of a generator in my backyard. Here is the full recording with all of the sounds put together. Now that I've assembled the sounds, it's time to get other people's reactions. I will play the recording for each person and have them describe to me exactly what comes to mind when they hear it.
It made me feel really uneasy and anxious. Like at first it started off and it was nice, and I pictured being on like a big wraparound porch or a deck on a beach house on a hill overlooking the water, and it was really nice for a minute. And then when the wind chimes were going and the crunching sounds were happening, then it made me really feel nervous and like something bad was about to happen. Like the wind was picking up, and then the crunching and those tapping sounds and crinkling kind of sounded like a fire or somebody walking through crunchy underbrush. And then I didn't like it. I wanted all of that to stop.
This made me feel very relaxed because when I heard it, I imagined myself walking on a beach, picking up shells and sand along the way. And it just made me feel very calm and in a nice, relaxed state of mind.
That made me think of someone creeping around outside an old haunted or abandoned house. It seemed kind of spooky.
Well, at the beginning, I heard kind of like crackling and some crunching, and it kind of reminded me of like camping and being at like a fire, like listening to the fireplace crackling and then like people stepping around and stuff. And then as it got on, I started hearing like wind chimes and like footsteps, and so that kind of reminded me of like a horror film, and so I got kind of nervous and I tensed up a little bit and I was like kind of scared.
It made me feel super, just didn't make me feel that great. I felt like I was being followed when I listened to it, and I heard like the wind chimes in the background that kind of set like an ominous tone. I was thinking of like wind chimes, and for some reason I thought of like someone in a black hoodie.
When I was first recording the audio clips, I thought that the whole piece would sound kind of relaxing or peaceful, especially since I was recording the sounds outside in my backyard on a really nice sunny day. I also thought that people would be able to tell that I was recording the audio clips in my yard. I was surprised to hear so many different locations mentioned when people were describing how the piece felt. Everything from a haunted house to a beach to a campfire. As I was putting the sounds together, I did notice that some of the audio clips were kind of ominous. Especially the wind chimes stood out to me the most as being kind of creepy. But I was surprised to see how nervous the recording seemed to make people feel, considering that all the sounds were pretty innocent on their own. Overall, I think it's pretty interesting to hear how people felt while listening to it, because I wasn't sure how people would react. And it also shows how powerful sound editing can be, considering that I took a lot of everyday nature sounds and was able to make it into something that elicited a specific emotion from the audience. I'm excited to hear what my next soundscape will be. Thanks for listening to this episode of Soundscape. For more podcasts like this one, go to whje.com.